SRN News. I'm John Scott. The European Union has announced new tariffs against the U.S. will begin on April 1st in response to those imposed by President Trump.
Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says it's unnecessary.
It is not in our common interest to burden our economies with such tariffs.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says tariffs are a form of economic self-harm.
And a recipe for slower growth and higher inflation.
At the White House, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the tariffs bring about fair and balanced trade.
Revenues will stay here, wages will go up, and our country will be made wealthy again.
Australia and the UK will not be retaliating to the U.S. tariffs. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, the House on Tuesday passing a funding bill to avert an end-of-the-week government shutdown, teeing up the measure for consideration now in the Senate. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The chamber cleared the continuing resolution in a largely party-line 217-213 vote, with just one Democrat, Jared Golden of Maine, bucking his party's leaders to back the measure. Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky was the lone GOP no vote. Majority Leader Steve Scalise said Democrat opposition was purely partisan.
And maybe it's because Donald Trump said he's for it that then the Democrat leadership decided they were going to be against it.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries shared his party's point of view.
We oppose this bill. We oppose this partisan effort to hurt the American people.
President Trump supported the bill. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Ukrainian and Polish officials say U.S. arms deliveries to Ukraine have resumed. That comes a day after the Trump administration lifted its suspension of military aid for Kyiv in its war against Russia, and Ukrainian officials signaled they were open to a 30-day ceasefire backed by Washington. This is SRN News. A lawsuit over drag shows in Texas.
The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression says Texas A&M's new rule barring all presentations that feature cross-dressing is a violation of the Constitution. The school's Board of Regents say drag shows demean women and include, quote, lewd content. The foundation is suing on behalf of the Queer Empowerment Council, a student group at Texas A&M that is seeking to stage a big drag show on campus sometime later this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Education Department's Office for Civil Rights taking a frontline role in President Trump's war on woke ideology in the schools. He has ordered the agency to focus its priorities on investigating anti-Semitism, the promotion of transgenderism, and DEI programs. This week, the Education Department sent a letter to 60 colleges warning they could lose federal money if they fail to make campuses safe for Jewish students. This is SRN News. A passenger on a small regional flight to Miami attacked a flight attendant and swallowed rosary beads as pilots returned to the airport in Savannah, Georgia. No one seriously hurt on that Monday night flight operated by American Airlines regional carrier Envoy Air. The passenger was jailed on charges including misdemeanor battery and a felony count of criminal property damage. NASA's newest space telescope on its way to map the heavens.
Launched from California by SpaceX, the SphereX Observatory will survey the sky every 6 months from an orbit over the Earth's pole. Its infrared instruments are expected to provide a sweeping wide-angle view of hundreds of millions of galaxies and their combined cosmic glow. NASA also packed four suitcase-sized satellites onto the rocket. Those satellites will study the sun from their own polar orbit. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.